This coming Sunday marks the birthday of one of our most important African-American writers, Lorraine Hansberry, born May 19, 1930. She's the first African-American woman playwright to have a play produced on Broadway, that famous play, A Raisin in the Sun. She died at a young age, just 34, from pancreatic cancer. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markell is here. Remind us of the story that Hansberry tells in A Raisin in the Sun.
Well, it's a marvelous story of an African-American family that's living in a very cramped apartment. It's a multi-generational family. And the matriarch wants to provide a better life for that family by purchasing a home in what was then a restricted neighborhood. There used to be, including in Ann Arbor, in many places around the country, covenants, restrictive covenants that said you could not sell your home to an African-American, to a Jewish American, and what have you. And so they ran up against problems. And it was all about that terrible time in our history when African-Americans did not have the same rights and privileges as the rest of us.
And this was based on things that had happened to her father?
Yeah. You know, she came from a very prominent African-American family. Her father was a real estate man in Chicago, and he indeed bought a home in a predominantly white neighborhood, and the white neighbors did not like it. He took that to court. And he went all the way up to the Supreme Court in 1940. It was a very famous case. The Supreme Court ruled unanimously that the restrictive covenant for Mr. Hansberry House was null and void, but they did not make a ruling on all restrictive covenants.
Oh.
That would not happen until 1965 after the Civil Rights Act and the Fair Housing Act of 1965 that made those things illegal.
So a win, but not really.
Yeah, sort of win.
Kind of. Kind of a chicken way to go about it.
Yeah, and Mr. Hansberry, Carl Hansberry ran for office unsuccessfully. He was an activist. He and his wife were charter members of the Chicago NAACP chapter as well as the Urban League. People like Paul Robeson were frequent visitors to their home.
Well, in fact, column you spell out, she was exposed to some fascinating, powerful people as a young woman.
Absolutely. You know, Langston Hughes. She gets the title Raisin the Sun from a very famous poem by him called Harlem. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it shrivel like a raisin in the sun?
Mm.
So she knew all these people, grew up with them and worked with them. And she was involved in a great many activist causes, both here and in Africa and in Egypt for Muslim women. And this is in the 1950s. It's not yesterday.
And she wrote her masterpiece, A Raisin in the Sun, in 1957, so she was only about 27 when she wrote that.
Yeah, and then it took another 2 years before it was produced on Broadway. It was a big hit, starring a young Sidney Poitier, who won a Tony for that. And she was working on other things as well, but developed pancreatic cancer at about the age of 32 and died 2 years later. Now, what's fascinating to me as a physician, and I read about this quite often around this era, no one told her she had cancer. She was told she had bleeding ulcers. And this kind of paternalistic, oh, she doesn't need to know kind of stuff went on all the time, not just for African Americans or women. There was this conspiracy of silence about the word cancer.
The C word.
The C word.
So she lived 2 years, which actually, from my understanding and in my own life experience for pancreatic cancer, is kind of unusual.
It is unusual. She may have had early symptoms of it. It's hard to know. But yeah, generally, it takes you quite quickly, and it's often diagnosed rather late in its course when it's already had an opportunity to spread.
Well, when I'm thinking of people like Michael Landon and Patrick Swayze,
right.
Both went very, very quickly after they were diagnosed. And of course, right now, Jeopardy host Alex Trebek is working even as he's dealing with the treatments.
Right. And Jack Benny in 1974 is about 6 or 7 weeks. I doubt if anybody remembers who Jack Benny was.
Oh, yeah. But
I do. But it used to be diagnosed rather late when you have terrible pain.
And why is it? Why is it so hard?
Well, because the pancreas is really an internal organ, and it doesn't reveal these somatic symptoms of pain until rather late. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a great example. She was having a routine CAT scan or MRI for colon cancer, and they found the coincident pancreatic cancer rather early. So she is a great success story. Most of us don't have random CAT scans at the drop of a hat.
And it's the fifth most common cause of cancer deaths in this country. Is incidence going up?
Sure seems that way. When I was in medical school, it was a lot lower, about 10th. Huh. And about 54,000 Americans will be diagnosed with it this year, more men than women. And about 45,000 Americans will die of pancreatic cancer this year.
What's the risk factors? What would be a
profile?
Well,
there's quite a few. If you have the BRCA1 gene, if you have Lynch syndrome, if you have diabetes mellitus, if you have pancreatitis, alcoholism often leads to pancreatitis. That can be a risk factor. But it's just a cult hidden disease. And what struck me about Lorraine Hansberry was it was a great opportunity to write about pancreatic cancer and talk about this. There are a lot of scientists working on blood tests and genetic tests that may pre-diagnose a risk for this. And let's hope they do that. The treatments are getting better, but it's all about catching it early.
University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markell, thank you.
Thank you.